Behold the many methods invented for grieving. When the things that you're seeing and the feelings you're feeling couldn't possibly be, your reality recedes. It's beyond comprehension, beyond your belief. Your lungs, they're breathing, your veins, they're bleeding, but the nerves in your brain seem to have just stopped receiving. The disconnect screams like the wind through the trees, destroying the silence with grace and with ease. Everything is moving and shaking, twisting and breaking. There's no obvious culprit, there's no tracking and no tracing. Every moment of happiness is fleeting, no expectations are worth meeting, and your own is the brow you've selected for beating. Unfathomably tired, incapable of sleeping, there's no secret uncovered worth the effort of peeking. This endless desire, absent wanting and needing, to relive a time, to repeat it, not dream it. Oh, you see, the many multiple methods of grieving could never be completed without a method for healing. And so these words will finally come undone, because unfortunately for you and for me and for everyone else in this forsaken place, there isn't one. Despite the constant interruption of a cruel conscience, reminding me that I am undeserving of any extended relief, I seek solace in fleeting moments of beauty. The chill of the forest cleansed with rain, the warmth of the bonfire under the night sky, the soothing chatter of secrets between friends, a hearty supper with my family, the scent of roses and vanilla on a lover's neck, and the sound of her voice echoing in the distance.